Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Alice Wirtz. Abortion care is limited or fully restricted in some states in the U.S. today, limiting access to medically effective abortion care. But new research by our guest found that medication-initiated abortion care through telehealth is as safe as in-person care. Joining us today is Dr. Ushma Upadhyay, who is a professor in the OBGYN department, and she focuses her work on reproductive health, including improving access to abortion and contraception for vulnerable populations. It's our pleasure to welcome you today, Dr. Upadhyay.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Please tell us, who was included in your research and what did you find?
Sure. My research is the CHAP study. Right after, in 2021, the Food and Drug Administration lifted the in-person dispensing requirement on for medication abortion. So we decided to reach out to telehealth providers. These are clinics, online virtual clinics that offer medication abortion care through telehealth. So we reached out to them and asked if we could evaluate their services. And so we enrolled 6,000 patients over the next several months who were getting abortion care, telehealth abortion care through these services. And what we found is that the vast majority of patients completed their abortions without any need for additional intervention, 98%. And then also about a quarter of 1% experienced serious adverse events. And that's similar to the rates that we see from in-person care.
What do the findings mean in terms of the ability for medical professionals to provide reproductive health care?
I think the findings tell us that before a medication abortion, an abortion with pills, there isn't a need for any in-clinic tests. There's no essential need for an ultrasound. There's a vetted protocol that providers can use. And this also expands the ability for primary care providers to offer care to their patients. They can evaluate the patient's medical eligibility for an abortion, and then they could call in a prescription for abortion care for these abortion pills for their patients. So I'm really hoping that these results lead to expanded access, the expanded ability for more clinicians to offer this care for their patients.
What else should we know about this medication for abortion as an alternative, or, you know, for these states that don't allow access to abortion care? What are the implications for women and pregnant people in those states?
Well, 14 states currently ban abortion altogether. So there are some services that offer telehealth abortion care to people living in these states. These providers work under protections called shield laws in their states. And so there are several states, Massachusetts, Washington, and now California, have these shield laws. And so what it means is that patients who are in a state that bans abortion can safely use these services. They can be assured that, using these services, going through a telehealth consultation with their provider and receiving these medications by care by mail is extremely safe and effective.
Can you tell us what are the implications that the Supreme Court's case will have on abortion care?
Well, the Supreme Court will be deciding whether the FDA's decision to remove the in-person dispensing requirement was a sound decision. And our results clearly demonstrate that the FDA was right to remove that in-person dispensing requirement.
What are you hopeful for?
I hope that policies and judicial decisions are based in the best scientific evidence that we have, and that access to medication abortion remains available to people throughout this country.
Were you able to glean any patient storytelling, or, you know, how is this working for patients? What's the feedback that your research, if any, revealed from the patient perspective?
We have, and we published separately in the American Journal of Public Health results from patient surveys. We have about 1,600 patients who told us about the reasons they chose telehealth, what they appreciated most about telehealth, and what they said was that they appreciated most the privacy it afforded them, the timeliness they were able to get an appointment right away, and also the comfort of being able to go through this process, have the telehealth appointment from the comfort of their home, or even in some cases work. You know, one of the options that people have for a telehealth abortion is a completely asynchronous experience where they are using secure messaging to text the provider. And so at no point do they actually have to have a video chat with the provider. And patients report that this has really made abortion care so much more accessible because they're able to integrate that type of telehealth care into their workday.
Yeah, I can imagine it does allow for privacy, particularly for folks that, like you said, they it's outlawed in their state, or they may be a victim of domestic violence, or there may be other reasons why they want to limit their families. It seems like from a perspective of economics, from a larger scale, this is actually very effective for providers, payers, the insurance companies, in terms of the cost of reproductive health care.
Absolutely. The cost of traveling to get to a clinic is enormous. And we know that the majority of people seeking abortion care are already parents. And so the difficulty of having to find childcare to make a long distance trip to a clinic is enormous. So the fact that these patients can now avoid all of that, avoid a trip and get the service from their home is really huge.
Thank you so much for joining us today, especially with this important information.
Thanks for having me.
We've been joined today by Dr. Ushma Upadhyay. She is a reproductive health specialist and a researcher at UCSF. We are pleased to have you join us for As Prescribed. I'm Alice Wirtz, KCBS.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS. And streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.